We're going to go to Michael in Michigan. Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I hope you're all right.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I found you, though, and I'd like to preface a couple of questions, at least the question that I had for you,
right,
and let you know that my wife died giving birth to my son.
I'm sorry.
And my son was in the military and died in Iraq last May. As a hero, I might add, saving two of the soldiers, and he got himself killed. I joined the Marines, and I'm leaving, and I will stay forever if I need to, with honor, to serve this country, waiting for my orders, actually.
I wish everyone was like you.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless. And also, I want to let you know that I was raised about 80% of the time by my grandmother and grandfather, God rest their soul, that taught me exactly the things that you say.
Really?
Okay. And unfortunately, my mother never got that, and my grandmother always told me, out of the five grandchildren, that I was the one. It took some special interest, but nonetheless, with that said...
Well, you were very fortunate, someone recognizing you being that kind of person, like one of the chosen, if I may say so, at an early age, because usually you get destroyed.
That's right. And
become a target.
And I felt very fortunate, and I was aware, you know, and my grandmother and my grandfather both did a fantastic job, I might add. But I was starting to slip around November and December.
Yes.
I actually began to smoke, you know.
Yes.
And I was by myself, of course, and I found you, you know, and you actually, you don't sound, but I thought that you sounded like my grandfather a little bit, and I want to thank you with all my heart for being there to kind of get me on the straight again.
Listen, I'm grateful and I'm honored that you should find some use for me.
Well, and I did find a lot of use for you. I want to let you know that, and I almost have a tear in my eye. It's well appreciated, trust me.
Is there anything I can do for you now?
Yes,
it seems,
sir,
like you might have everything on hand now.
Well, I'm okay there, but I wanted to use your CD, and I downloaded it, and I listened to it.
Yes.
And this might be a silly question, and I apologize.
You go ahead and ask it.
Yes, sir. You mentioned something before, and I didn't quite grasp it, about lying down when you do that isn't the proper way. I'd like to know that. And then
well, let me just start with that one. Sleep is the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Because the fool that goes to sleep wakes up a fool.
Absolutely.
Many people sleep to escape from seeing their own foolishness. Sleep can be an opiate. See that? I've seen that. Not for everybody. Some people can't sleep because they've got so much of a conscience, but some manage to use sleep as an escape.
Right, I understand. Interesting. Wow.
And so we got to be careful. This is not meant to relax you.
Right, right.
You will become relaxed, but it's not designed for the relaxation because that's backwards. This design is to help you step back from your struggle.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if you're struggling in a pit of slime, in a swamp, the more you struggle, the more you sink, and if you don't struggle, you sink anyway.
Yes.
But your instinct is to struggle and cry. But if a helicopter would throw you a rope, or someone would throw you a rope, all that panic goes away.
Right.
See?
Right.
So actually, hope is a spiritual rope.
Right, right.
So the whole idea is to separate you from the mess of your emotional morass of thinking. Because your emotions get to be in control of you, instead of you struggling to be in control of them, because you know you have to, but then you get tangled up because you get upset with yourself because it's the only energy you've got to do it with.
Right, exactly. Very good.
Now, when you realize it of yourself, you cannot save yourself. This thing is not just physical, it's like post-traumatic stress disorder and crazy thoughts, but it's more than that. It's spiritual. It's the ability of you to govern yourself.
That's right.
So step back towards that, and there will be some pain over unfinished
business. Because you're seeing yourself, you're seeing your own...
That's right.
Right.
But you're a Marine. You can bear this pain. This is not difficult for you. You're a disciplined person. You just bow your head, you know, take your medicine. That's what it is. But it's a redeeming pain.
Sir. That's right.
And then all of a sudden you'll feel a warm flush come over you, and you can hold your head high, and off you go and enjoy your life. First of all, there'll be a feel of a great release and joy, but then don't try to hold on to the feeling. You will carry that joy. It fades away like... Let me see if I can explain it in a way that my audience will understand it. You go to Hawaii and you see palm trees and hula hula girls and everything for the first time and volcanoes. You say, wow, look at this, look at that. After a while, when you've milked it for all it's worth, and you get used to it.
Right.
And that's your environment. So at first, the effect is quite startling.
Yes.
Or it may come on slowly, but often it's very startling. But then you don't hold on to it because after a while, it'll just be living.
That's right, because you're past that already.
Yes, that's right. You passed that. You're living in that world now, and you're living from it, and you'll die for it.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Very, very good. And I'm sorry, one more real quick.
Yes.
This is the one I'm afraid that it might be a stupid question, but here we go.
No, go ahead. No stupid questions.
As I listen to it, and the part about your arm, and that is more a visualization. I'm not actually moving my arm, right?
No. Correct?
Things like
not
that.
Important. Not important. The whole idea is to anchor yourself to yourself. I'll give you a little example right now. Ready?
Yes, I am.
Now, where are you sitting?
Actually, I'm sitting in my garage.
Okay. While you were talking to me, you forgot that you were there for a moment.
That's right.
Okay, now be aware that you are and talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can do both, can't you?
That's right.
But you weren't doing it a minute ago.
No, very good. No.
See, well, that's what I want you to be aware of yourself. Now, be aware of your right hand. Do you take your right ear if you want to? I don't care what it is. Oh, yeah. Just become conscious of it. Just pick a part of your anatomy. They say take your ear. That's fine. Be aware of your right ear.
Uh-huh.
Now, just be aware that it's there. Don't you feel a little energy going in it?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely, yeah.
You can't be aware of something without energizing it.
That's right.
Good energy.
I'm in the garage, too. I'm concentrating on the ear.
No, you don't have to concentrate. Just notice that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so it's just an awareness of being. It sort of pervades your whole body. The exercise is designed to separate you progressively so that you are in that state. Now, you can't hold that state for very long. You'll forget your ear after a while, and then you're not supposed to be thinking about your ear all the time either.
Sure.
But that's
sure.
Just the point. When you stand back from your thoughts, you're not stepping back because if something's behind right. you, you're stepping forward.
Right. Very good.
But you're going to feel a new flush of energy that comes from nowhere, and you're going to find that you can deal with stresses like going to Iraq. Piece of cake.
Right. Absolutely.
You've noticed it before in moments, because you're the kind of man that could have it in moments.
Yes, sir. That's
Am I right?
Absolutely.
And that would be permanent.
And I understand everything you're saying there, and I have led a good life, like I said, up until I started slipping, and I couldn't help myself to get back. I didn't know what to do. And you started
reminiscing, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And my son was on my mind, and I started
reminiscing. I know, but he wouldn't want to see you sniveling like that, would he?
No, not at all. And I taught him the same way. And I tell you, my grandparents, God rest their soul, would not want me to be like that either, to see me slipping.
I think you're a fine gentleman. I wish all men were like you.
Well, thank you so much. You do not know what that means to me. Thank you so much.
You don't know what it means to me. You're a model for all men, because look at what you've been through. And I understand you're human. There's a part of you that wants to slip, but you can't for the sake of your own son. He wouldn't want that.
Not at all. No, he died with honor, and I will, if I need to, I'll do
that. And Americans must be the same way. We all must be that way.
God bless you. I will call you again before I leave.
You can listen to me in Iraq on the web, you know.
Yes, I will. I absolutely will.
And your buddies, if they have any tendencies towards post-traumatic stress disorder, you can prepare them to go to the battlefield. You know the psalm, you shall not be afraid of the arrows that fly by night, and 10,000 shall fall to the right of thee, and 10,000 shall fall to the left, but nothing would happen to you. You remember that psalm?
That's right. Yep.
I have to tell you, you'll have protection all your life.
And that's a wonderful feeling. It energizes me and enlightens me and gives me strength. And
God bless you, my friend. I got to go. And that was time well spent with a noble gentleman. When I think of appeasers and cowards and those who put men like that in harm's way by emboldening the enemy, as if they were doing kindness for our soldiers to bring them back, when they really want to go, haven't even asked them whether they want to come back, most of them will tell you, no, thank you, stay where I am, you saw that. We'll be right back.